Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our
death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I thought today I'd just give a little thought, since we're still obviously with the rose vestments and thinking this entire week of the fruit of the Holy Ghost, that of joy and rejoicing, because as it says in the liturgy today, that the Lord is nigh, says in the introit and again in the epistle, be nothing solicitous, for the Lord is nigh. And I was thinking today at the prayers at the foot of the altar, one of my favorite verses is the one, why art thou sad, O my soul, while the enemy afflicteth me? Hope in God, for I will still give praise to him. Remember that Psalm 42 that we read at the beginning of the altar, was written by David because he was being persecuted, remember, and wasn't able to enter into the temple of God to give him the homage that he wanted to give to God. And the enemy was persecuting him and keeping him away. And then he encourages himself up to a great hope, that once again I will be able to enter the temple and give praise to my God. Well, for us sometimes, especially days like this, it's all gloomy and everything like that and rainy. And the enemy many times is sadness or discouragement, any sort of passion or feeling. And we should ask ourselves, when those things tempt us to whatever discouragement, whatever it is, why, O my soul, are you sad? Hope in God. And we need to raise ourselves by the grace of God to greater courage in the practice of the spiritual life. Remember that we can never base our, whether or not we think we're holy or how much progress we're making in the spiritual life, never base it upon feeling, ever. Some days when we're doing our devotions, we feel like we could go on for hours. And some days we feel like we can put up with our greatest enemy and do the greatest acts of charity for him without a problem. On those days, we're tempted to think that we're making great progress. Not necessarily. Sometimes it's those days that you feel the absolute worst and the saddest and the most discouraged and the most bitter. Sometimes those are the days that you're making the most progress. Our tendency again is to think, well, if I can't do this work, say this prayer or do this act of charity, or someone enters the room and all of a sudden this feeling of just extreme anger or something like that comes over me, we think that we've automatically sinned. We base everything upon feeling. That's our tendency. But remember, solid virtue and holiness is not founded on feeling. It's founded on the willingness, the will to serve God, despite the feelings that you have internally, whether good or bad. Those are only a help or a hindrance to our progress, but they are not in themselves a true sign necessarily, a true gauge of how much we have progressed. Otherwise, we can say, as one day we're feeling so good and the next so bad, that our holiness every day is going up and down too. Nope, that is not how it works. Some days we have to get up and everything that we do is a pure act of the will, just to get it done. Our daily duties, our prayers, coming to Mass, saying our rosary, all of those things. But we should think of Saint Teresa. She's a perfect one for this week of joy, because that's sort of her whole spirituality. It's that loving confidence and serving God with joy, smiling. Remember, that was her big thing. When she didn't feel like it, she would make herself smile. And that was one of her great ways of overcoming herself, to do all things joyfully and with a smile. I think of her sitting in chapel in meditation when all is supposed to be quiet, and there's this nun behind her with the wooden teeth, wooden dentures, clacking them all throughout the meditation. And then there was another religious sister who would, during the meditation, rattle her beads. She said St. Teresa got so annoyed by this that, and that feeling of anger would come over her so violently that she would break out into a sweat right there in meditation. And it was so very difficult for her to do that. You can think of that when you hear the whispering going on during Mass, perhaps, or kicking of pews, or children running in and out, whatever. Think of St. Therese and offer it up. Smile and do your best to give. Because remember what I believe it's St. Paul says? God loves a cheerful giver. And it doesn't mean that you have to feel cheerful, but we just simply do it, serve God with the will, and force it, no matter how our feelings are. And that should be that's our thought for the day, and that should be our thought for the whole week. Finish up your Advent with that in mind, to serve God because God deserves to be served, not because of how you are feeling on any particular moment or day. Why art thou sad, O my soul? And why dost thou disquiet me? Hope in God, for I will still give praise to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.